The Milk Bar, sponsored by www.wolvesmobile.co.uk. Saving you money on your mobile, making cash for your club.
Welcome to the Milk Bar. 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 Welcome to the Milk Bar.
Welcome along to episode 72 of the Milk Bar. Jason here.
Hello, and me, Zoe.
It took you a moment, but you got there in the end.
I did. I realised we were off.
The programme is on its way, and here we are for yet another week, and another busy week for you in the real world.
Oh, gosh. Isn't it always, Jason?
No, it's not really, but you like to make out it is. It's in a... And a strange kind of, yeah,
I'm a woman, Jason, so it's 24-7, 7 days a week.
But nothing's going on, really, is it? Come on, what is the one thing that stood out for you this week that's happened to you?
Oh, golly gosh. The podcast last week, I would imagine. That's the most exciting point of my week.
Well, understandably so. So what have we got coming up on this week's Thriller Minute podcast?
Well, I have a lovely guest from Wolverhampton Libraries going through the Halloween Havoc that they're going to be doing next week.
Okay, so that's on its way this coming weekend. Jean Martin joins us on the phone to tell us about an event in aid of Help for Heroes. That's on the way very soon. We have music from the Lucky 27s, and Nick's going to have a little chat with us about the band. And first of all, we're joined by Mr. Robert Hardy, and he joins us from wolvescashback.co.uk. How are you?
Not bad, how are you?
I'm all right now. Well, a couple of weeks ago, this brand new website launched, and it's a great way for people to save money on stuff they're already buying on the internet. Does that sum it up?
Absolutely.
Well, you can tell us more about it.
Well, not only does it save them money, I mean, there are 1,500 retailers on the site, mm-hmm. and some obscure, but some very big brands, Tesco, Asda, Debenhams, Boots, the type of places where you would normally buy. The products that you can buy online are the same products. You just click through from wolvescashback.co.uk through to the retailer, and once you do that, and only if you do it that way, are we able to track your transaction and secure the cash back for you.
So basically you sign up for an account.
Which is free.
And that's completely free. And then you buy off the people you were probably looking at anyway.
Yes.
And there could be some other offers that you hadn't seen that you'll find via the website.
Yep, for sure.
And then you click on it, make your way through, you track the transaction. And this works in two ways, because not only do you save a percentage, and it varies by actual supplier and company,
yes,
but Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club makes money as well.
They do. We looked a long time ago at the savings schemes that were around, and that for fans to have an affiliated savings scheme, they were able to enjoy reasonable rates, not the best, but sometimes the best, sometimes not so good. But the club always got a commission, which enabled people to use their money and support the club at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we wanted something that could tap into that loyalty, really, for the good of everybody. And what we've come up with, I think, is, well, it's certainly the first in football. It's the first for Wolves, but yet again, Wolves are sort of leading the way with that. It is a scheme where you can genuinely earn cash back, save money, however you want to phrase it, and still support the club, because the club get commission on everything you spend.
Give us a few examples of the sort of cash back you could get.
Well, I'm just looking at the website. It changes so often, to be honest. So you have to keep an eye on the website all the time. But the offers that are out there at the moment is there's a 40% cash back on eBay Fashion Outlet. That's on eBay's fee. It's not necessarily on the price of the goods. 2.5% cash back on all products at Matalan. 2% cash back at Debenhams. 2.5% cash back at Gap. 4% cash back at Boots. They go on and on and on.
So there's a lot of really high street retailers you're listing there. So they're companies who you know and trust.
They are, and that's part of the appeal, really. They also, I mean, the retailers want you to shop with them. Okay? So they will give you incentives to help you make the decision to choose their products. So these incentives will increase when there are critical times such as Easter, Christmas, da 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 da, in order for you to look on there and think, well, I'm going to shop at Matalan rather than New Look.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be there. What we've done is we've taken a section on the website called Selected Offers, and we will tweak that depending on the season, if you like.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's most likely to appeal? Florists coming up to Mother's Day, this type of thing, you know, so that we can help you save money, because they will also be probably some of the better deals around at the time.
Mm. Is it been set up the last couple of weeks? Because you can see that he's, of course, coming up to Christmas and everybody's going to be out there buying those Christmas presents.
Well, yes, but not just that, to be honest. 60% of the adult population in the UK shop online.
It is so much easier, though, isn't it?
And the majority of those are men, or certainly the because we're lazy and we don't really know how to buy things. And if you want to buy some lingerie for your wife, you're more likely to do it online than embarrass yourself in Marks and Spencer.
Going in the shop.
Yeah, you are, though. So, and that's what we do. We click on things, we buy them, and they get delivered. And if we're really lazy, like I am, we also have them gift wrapped. Just for the personal touch.
I think that's your sort of shopping, isn't it, Jason? I
like shopping in real life and online, so I'm quite happy to shop wherever, but I do like the idea of saving money.
Yes.
And how long does it take then to sign up, and what sort of details do you have to provide?
Well, to sign up is very, very simple. We don't need any particular personal information. We need your name, your first name, your surname, your email address, and then whatever username and password you would like to use. That's it.
And then how is the cashback calculated, and when does it come to you?
Well, the cashback your account is always available online, so you can see how your cashback pot is growing. The cashback is paid out to you once the balance of the account is at £25. Mm-hmm. It's not economic to do it any other way, to be honest. You don't lose what's there. If in that month you only achieved £13 cashback, that just carries over until it hits the £25 trigger.
Yeah.
Once it hits that trigger, only then do we ask you how you would like your cashback paid. So when you're going online to sign up, we're not asking you for any credit card details or any bank details until it's time for us to give you something, which is the money you've earned.
Does it run in conjunction with like other schemes as well? For example, say if I wanted to go onto Tesco's and I've already got a Tesco's card, can I still use that Tesco's card and go through your website to get the cashback as well?
Providing you visit tesco's.com via wolvescashback.co.uk, you get access to all the offers that you would normally see on the website. There's also one which is a bit of a trick, if you like. If you have a credit card which pays you cashback, that is an additional cashback to what you would receive through wolvescashback.co.uk.
So if you already get a percentage and you pay with your credit card that has cashback on it, you'll earn twice in effect.
Double the cashback.
Sounds really exciting.
I have to say, from the Wolves cashback side, we'll only see the Wolves cashback part.
Yeah.
Your credit card would see the rest.
Mm-hmm.
It honestly, and I wouldn't say this if I didn't believe it, it is possible to earn enough cashback to pay for a season ticket.
Oh.
So if you do the bulk of your shopping online, then it could be a really good way of working it for you. And if you don't yet, it could be a good start to paying for your season ticket for next season.
Worth looking at.
Yep, so worth taking part in that one. And just for reassurance as well, obviously it's Wolves, so it's been carefully vetted before it's been released to the supporters.
For sure.
But there's a big company behind it, isn't there?
There is. The companies that are behind... Well, there's a whole affiliate platform, but the company that's behind it is a company called Yes Money, that having been involved with Wolves on other affiliate programs.
Things like the prepaid debit card.
Yeah, the prepaid card. Although not connected to it, although it will be an option when it comes to pay out your cash back, you will be given the option, if you would like to have it paid to your Wolves prepaid card, which also gets you discounts in the Wolverhampton area. Therefore, your cashback will be worth even more because you also get, for example, 10% discount on selected items at Tony and Guy and Nando's and things like this.
And so, Subway as well is a deal on
Subway.
There as well, isn't it? Yeah.
So you actually kept the money on a card which also gets you discounts. It just keeps giving.
It does. it's using the right people about who you know and buying with the power of the sort of company you've got behind it. That's what makes it all work, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah, there's a lovely sort of tagline we came up with just in the last couple of days where it pays to support Wolves.
Certainly does. And if people want to do that, all they need to do is sign up for the account at wolvescashback.co.uk. And once you're there, you'll be able to follow all the instructions. It's a really simple, nicely laid out website. And you can start saving money towards your cash back pot. And you never know, you could end up with some nice money coming your way just in time for Christmas.
Good. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Rob, thank you for joining us.
No problem at all.
Thank you very much.
Driving
thanks,
now.
Bro. Thanks, bye-bye.
Let's take our first track then from today's featured band. They are the Lucky 27s, and this is The Man. We'll be right back. I think they're done. The man from the Lucky 27s. they're gone. And now we have a man from the Lucky 27s. It's Nick. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Jason?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Doing well, man.
No, it's this Milkbar Jason and Zoe here. I will warn you, if you hear any screaming, it's more likely to be me than Zoe on the ground.
we have a wasp
in the studio with us today for some reason.
And you can't handle that yourself.
I'm not very good with wasps. Spiders I can do, but wasps scare the hell out of me.
That would be quite
funny
to hear.
You were talking about
them
last week, weren't you?
Well, it was the week before last we were having a little... Yeah, and we were warned they can be a bit lively at this time of year and sting a little. So we do need to watch out. However, Nick, how are you?
Yeah, man, I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I didn't expect to talk about wasps, but I'm pleased to learn something.
Not your expertise.
No, definitely not.
Birmingham-based band, the Lucky 27s. Yes. Now, please explain your lack of Birmingham accent, for starters, unless it's a different Birmingham.
Yeah, it's more North Birmingham. You haven't been up there yet. But, I'm from California originally, and so I've made my way out here, and we've kind of pulled together a good representation of the whole of the UK. We got our drummers from Barnsley, and so you got the North represented there. We got our bass player Teflon, he's from Solihull, so there's the Midlands, and our lead guitarist Rich, he's from Kent, so that's the south of the country. So yeah,
do you all understand each other with your different accents?
No, we speak in sign language usually, so like it's amazing what you can say. You know, I mean, whenever you have to. It's a good learning curve.
So, but you've got to explain how on earth all of those people came together. What happened to make this band happen?
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm over here because I came out here traveling, took the opportunity, and I met a girl, and so I'm over here now permanently. And, I've played in other bands while I was over here on drums, actually, and I wanted to form my own, so I was picking up guitar and all that. And so went onto a website, found a drummer. That's a band forming website, not just a random website.
I'm sure there's that sort of fetish website out there. But
yeah, you know, I met a very nice man. He just happened to play drums, so I really lucked out. And then from there, we had two members of the band. One was my mate Dan, and the other one was another friend. And they both left, and so we found a new bass player, Teflon, through one of Jack, our drummer's friends. And then the guitarist, we just recruited him from a gig because we saw him playing with another band. He was just wicked, so, and I knew we needed another guitarist, so he was the chosen one.
So where have you been performing recently? Have you been on the road, or is it mostly studio work you've been doing of late?
Well, we've been all over the place. We've got our lovely manager, Carol, who I think you spoke to today.
I have spoken to Carol, yeah.
Yeah, she's a nice lady. And once again, northern lady, so I mean, sometimes she'll say stuff in text and when we're speaking. I'm just kind of like, okay. Yeah, no clue. But we've been going all over. I mean, we've been on a couple of radio stations actually in the past week. This past weekend we played in Leicester at a place called Lock 42, and we played the Actress and Bishop on Friday. We've been up in Sheffield. We played all over Birmingham. We made it down to London earlier in the year. She's going to continue to have us go everywhere. So
she's working you hard. That's what counts.
She's
got to get a commission somehow.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, she's trying to get us all rich, which is fine.
That's it.
Have you got a great studio sound, as we've already heard on the first track that we've taken from you today? Much difference to what you do in the studio to when you're playing on the road?
Yeah, well, I mean, we try not to. I mean, obviously, when you get in the studio, there's going to be a lot more stuff that you can do than what you can do live, at least right now. I mean, hopefully, as you progress and you get, you know, bigger and better, you're able to rope people in to play different things. But, I mean, generally, the gist of the song is there live, and some songs have a little bit less than others, but for the most part, I think we hold our own on playing live. That's one thing that we're very comfortable with, because, you know, we didn't just go into the studio and make songs up. We, you know, they're all road tested. We developed them by playing them live loads. So
do you have total control over what you record in studios? Because I know some bands are quite controlled by their management and by the record label.
I would love to be controlled by a record label, because that means that we have one. But one of the guys that was in the band before was guitarist Dan. He's a good friend of mine, and he produced us. And he's got a very good ear for music, and so he helped us out a lot when we were in the studio. But it wasn't a matter of artistic control. I mean, we all went in there, and him and I have been friends for a while, and so we had a good kind of working relationship, if you can say that sort of thing, when you're making music, whatever. And it just, you know, came out really well. So we didn't even have a manager then, so it was kind of just like go in and just crank out as much stuff as possible, because he was at uni and he had a studio we could have access to. So we just plowed in there for a weekend and just, you know, laid down think it was 5 tracks in a weekend, so it wasn't too bad.
Working quite hard then.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, you got to work hard, don't you, sometimes. So.
Yeah.
So have we got websites we can hear all of your music and possibly even buy things and T-shirts and download accent packs for your sat-nav or whatever?
Yeah, well, I think the accent packs is taken care of by TomTom, but, you know, yeah. No, we're on MySpace. We've got, it's www.myspace.com/thelucky27s. So it's like the lucky 27. And we're on Facebook, and if you Google us, we'll turn up, because there's not, I don't think there's any other band called the Lucky 27.
It's a good name, and I take it everyone was 27 and you felt quite lucky.
No, not quite.
I was thinking more casino type.
No. The thing is that people do, I didn't really think about it at the time stupidly, but it does conjure up that image, but it's not. It's to do with a rock and roll myth from, like, if you look at our logo, it's got faces of a number of famous people. I'll just go through them. It's got Janis Joplin, Kurt Cobain, Jimi Hendrix, Brian Jones, Robert Johnson, and you could also add Brian Jones from the Rolling Stones. They all died at 27. So that's kind of where the name comes from. Mm-hmm. So,
and how old are all you lot? Are you over or under 27?
Some of us are over, some of us are under. So there's always a joke when one of us has a rough weekend. We're like, oh, mate, you can't die yet. Or it doesn't matter if you die now, you're past the club. So, yeah. So we're always looking for new members. Not really. It's a bit morbid, huh?
Well, next track we're going to take from you is Class of 99. Is this tying with a graduation in your life, or is it someone else in the band?
Yeah, it does. It was, I know, I hope no one in San Diego, I'm from San Diego, I hope no one hears this, but I look, like, we do our, I don't know if you guys do this out here, but we do these things called 10-year reunions, where, like, you get, I mean, I guess it's normal. I'm probably sounding really foreign and stupid, but yeah, we do these 10-year reunions where they're all organized and you go and there's like prizes and it's a big, like, kind of, you know, see how people are doing. And I couldn't make mine. So I just checked the photos online. I was just gutted because we looked like we were all turning into our parents. And I just felt like, because when you're younger, you have, like, you just think you can do anything, man. Like, you know what I mean? And then it just looked like we were all turning into boring people that, like, I'd never wanted to become. So I instantly wrote this song from that. So yeah, it's called Class 99.
Okay, we'll take a listen to it. Thank you for joining us, and we will hear some more of the music as we make our way through the podcast today. But before you do go, give us that web address once more so people can take a full look at the band and point and stare and see how much you look like your dad.
Alright, it's www.myspace.com/thelucky27s, and this tune is on iTunes along with a few others you're here tonight.
Brilliant. Nick, thank you so much for joining us. Lovely to talk to you and lovely to hear your music. Thanks for that.
Cheers. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
For now.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Street.
I'm really, really enjoying that. How happy a song is that?
I like that.
That makes me almost
that
as happy.
That was head bobbing, wasn't it?
It was head bobbing. That makes me almost as happy as talking to Gene Martin. Who's now on the phone and sometimes member of our team. And an astounding woman when you stick her on the keyboard, because she is queen of the keys. How you doing?
I'm doing all right, thank you, Jason. How are you?
I'm all right. Last time Zoe was away and I was trying to coerce you to join because you were in a caravan somewhere up north. How was the holiday?
Yes, it was wonderful, thank you very much. Yes, relaxing, and it was marvellous.
But do you take a keyboard with you when you're on holiday?
No, I don't touch one at all. Oh, well,
I try not. You can get those fold-up ones, can't you, those roll-up ones?
I've got one of those, Zoe. It doesn't make too good a sound.
It's not quite what you're used to, but it's a bit of fun, which is what counts.
That's right. You dance across the notes.
Now, producer of this parish, good old Jan, lovely Jan, I'll be in trouble for that one, sorry Jan, the wonderful, incredibly sexy and very young Jan Brookfield, said, Gene's got a gig going on in the near future, get her to tell you about it. Help for Heroes is a great charity and you're doing something for them, aren't you?
I am indeed, Jason. This all started really from my trip to the palace last December, mm-hmm. because I met some of the soldiers who'd returned from Iraq and Afghanistan. And I felt so humble when I saw them and their injuries that they'd sustained. And I did actually say to one of the guys, you know, nobody could imagine what they went through or what they go through when they're there. I mean, we're just all back here enjoying life as normal, but they're there doing their job. And I said to this guy, you know, how do you feel now? And he said, well, he said, when my injuries are healed, he said, and I'm asked to go back, he said, I shall go. I thought, goodness me, how's that for determination? So I decided there and then that I wanted to do something to help these people. So I got in touch with Help for Heroes, and I'm giving a concert in St Mary and Chad Church in Brood to raise money for them. And it's called We Shall Remember Them. And as it's the week before the remembrance celebrations in London, I thought, well, we'll have our own celebrations in Brood. So mm-hmm. it's going to be a music of all the 40s with the military marches and the Glenn Miller and the Vera Lynn songs, because of course I met Vera when I was again at the palace, so mm-hmm. it'll bring back a lot of happy memories for me, and at the same time it's a very worthwhile cause.
It certainly is. I know I've been involved in a few events which have helped out Help for Heroes, and the work that they're doing, it's essential, that cash. And particularly as we hear about cutbacks left, right and centre within the armed forces, it does remind you that there's work to be done after they've served their country and done their bit for the
country. Oh, absolutely. They should never be forgotten.
Certainly not. So give us full details on the time and date.
Okay, Jason. Well, the date is November the 6th and the time is 7:30 p.m.
Okay. So if you do want to go along and get tickets, how do they book in advance?
Well, there are tickets at, if anyone's near to Brood, at Village Flowers or Rainbow's End, which are two of the shops in the village. Or there is a telephone number which I can give you to order the tickets from. And it's 01902 850 843.
Very nice little number there. It's Wolverhampton number, well, a Brood number, 01902 850 843. And you can arrange your tickets. And it's well worth going along to see Gene Martin. I can tell you that.
Haven't been as yet.
You haven't been, you sang along with Gene at Christmas,
yes,
didn't
I did.
You? And we still have a recording of that somewhere to use as blackmail later on. But I enjoyed the Christmas show. That was very good fun.
It was fun.
I'm
glad I've spoken to you, actually, because
there's a Brood. Hang on, we're all from Brood now, so there's a Brood moment coming up.
No, actually, it's not. You see, I've been looking for a second-hand piano, you see, because both my sons want to learn how to play.
Oh, right.
And I don't really want to spend too much, because obviously if they lose interest in it, I've mm-hmm. spent quite a lot on it. So it's just any suggestions of where I can get one from, really.
Right.
Second-hand piano advice as well as plug-in gigs. I like it.
Well, may I suggest that you ring that number, Zoe, that I've just given you, and leave your number, and I'll give you a call, and I'll give you some advice.
That's good, because you say again on the other side of things, you don't want to buy one where you're going to pick it up and there's something wrong with it.
Well, no, this is the thing with a piano. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's a flash in the pan. They want to learn to play, and then you can spend a fortune, but you can get sort of reasonably priced digital electronic pianos.
I know, but like you say, it's not the same sound, is it? Because I did learn a bit at school, and I quite fancy continuing it, you see.
Right. Well, actually, I have got my own grand piano in the house, but I've also got a digital stage piano, which, when they're together, if you closed your eyes, you wouldn't be able to tell them, because they weight the keys now and make them, and they are accepted, Yamaha are, by the examining board, so that's a blessing.
Oh, right.
And of course they don't take all the room up as a proper piano would, you know, in your house.
No, I do think they look nice though.
So. You really want a nice bit of furniture, don't you?
She likes the furniture, never mind the sound.
It's not the same as the electronic ones, is it, really?
The one of my mates who were talking about a couple of weeks ago, Nick, who used to work at BRMB, I don't know whether he played piano, but he had a flat in Birmingham that was mostly filled with a baby grand.
Oh,
and,
lovely.
And it was purely, I think, just because it looked nice and impressed the ladies.
Well, I think it'd be nice at, like, Christmas and times like that, if I could play a bit, or if the kids could play a bit. You know, we've got the family around, it'd be nice to...
No karaoke disc.
We can't bring those days back, Zoe, because the television sort of kills everything. I mean, the times where we used to sing the carols around the piano, it was marvellous.
Yeah.
You never know, we might revert back to that one day. Well,
I know we had a great time doing so with you last year, so certainly our Christmas get-together.
That was brilliant, that one.
I think we'll have to try and track carols, you down. Yes. If you're not too busy, because I know it's very busy for you in the run-up to Christmas, isn't it?
Just a little bit, but I'm not going on so long this year, Jason. I am actually finishing round about the 16th of December, so I've got a little bit more time to relax prior to Christmas.
Well, that's not too bad. I want to come and see one of your gigs. I can't get to the Help for Heroes one because I'm away that weekend.
Right.
But I will try and get along to see you sometime in the run-up to Christmas, because I do like a good seasonal sing-along.
Well, December the 19th, I'm in the Jubilee Hall in Brood, and I'm doing a village Christmas special.
Okay. Oh, that sounds nice.
So that'll be nice with mince pies, and you know, everybody will be singing their heads off, I'm sure, that night. It's the last Sunday before Christmas. Last year it was a sellout.
So we need to get in quick.
I will endeavour to do so, and I've hosted enough things in Brood. Do you think they'll let me back in after turning up in the summer?
I think so. I think we might let you.
That's good.
Mind you, if you want to come to Birmingham Cathedral, I'm in there doing kidney appeal in Birmingham later on. So it's all on my website.
Go and give us the website, Jean.
www.jeanmartinwithay.co.uk.
It's very remiss of me. I forgot to ask because we talk to you so often, but there we go.
It's all right.
Jean, lovely to speak to you as ever.
Lovely to speak to you too, and you, Zoe.
Thank you.
Take care.
Try and see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Well, let's take another track from our band. They are the Lucky 27s. This is Out and Down.
27s. That was lovely, wasn't it, Jason?
It was good. You're listening to The Mobile Bar. Jason and Zoe here, and joining us now on the phone, we have a gentleman who's a library assistant with Wolverhampton City Libraries, Palm Bahia. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Now, it's all getting going down there with Halloween on the way, and some exciting events in the run-up to the big day on Sunday the 31st.
Yes, most definitely. We've got something on the 27th of October called Halloween Havoc. And it's an opportunity for children aged between 5 and 8 years old to enjoy a day of stories and craft sessions.
Now, I'm a big fan of Halloween. Can I not come along to that one at the age of 38? Because it's almost the same, isn't it?
It is. But it's just for the kids, unfortunately.
Ah,
okay. As a parent, then, if I've got somebody who's, say, 5, could I just drop them off and come back later? Or would I have to stop there?
I think it's nice for parents to actually be involved in the events as well with the kids.
So she's now going to volunteer me to take her kids to this thing, I'm guessing. Well, there we go. But what sort of thing will be going on? The stories, is the craft? Do they get to take something home with them as well?
Yes, they definitely do. It's actually starting at 2 p.m. and it ends at 3:30. Mm-hmm. So there's plenty of time for them to actually, you know, take things, be involved with other children as well. And that's great. It's at Children's Central Library as well.
Mm-hmm.
So all the tickets are free. So, you know, you just come down or you phone up just to get a little more information.
Mm. Okay, do you have to, like, pre-book? I mean, or can you just turn up on the day and...
It's probably best to actually pre-book just in case the tickets actually sell and, you know, there's no available slots.
Okay, so if people do want to get tickets in advance and make sure their kids can come along and have fun, who do they contact?
Okay, they can call us on 01902 552023, and then they can speak to anybody at Children's Central Library.
Okay, so that is at the Children's Central Library.
Yeah.
What other events have you got? Do you take them out to the other libraries in the area, or is there the more taking place in the heart of the city?
Well, there's one more event happening at Children's Central Library, which is create your own spooky story using PowerPoint.
Okay, I like that. No, the sound effects will be good for that as well.
Yeah,
whizzing in and whizzing out.
Most definitely. I think children, you know, they'll enjoy the fact that it's an ICT workshop. And now we're actually focusing on children between the age of 7 and 12.
Mm.
And this is on the 28th of October between 2 and 4 p.m.
And this all falls rather nicely in half-term week, so it is a great way of keeping them occupied during that period.
Definitely.
And again, is this one free to take part in?
Yes, this one's absolutely free as well, and it's at Children's Central Library again.
And tickets for that one are probably essential too, just to make sure you don't get overrun?
Yeah, definitely. Best pre-book.
So, okay, same number.
I imagine that one's quite popular.
Same number, 01902 552023.
Okay, and what else is happening?
Okay, we've actually got something called Rivers to Cross, and this is by Gazebo Theatre Present, extracts from their new play. And on this occasion, this will be on the 28th of October between 4 and 7 p.m, you get the opportunity to actually enjoy a graphics workshop face painting competitions, and more.
And yeah. Same venue for that one?
Actually, this one's at Penderford Library, uh-huh. and this is at Whitburn Close in Wolverhampton.
Yeah.
Mm. So, but are they going to be stopping open later for that one? Because I think they're normally closed.
Yeah, it's 4 till 7. So, right. But this is great as well. Obviously, it's free, so you know, got to get there early, obviously, and make sure that you phone up in advance.
Yeah.
To book your place again.
Exactly.
We do need to book, as you say. So where can you get tickets from that one? It's a different phone number, I take it.
Okay, yep, we've got a different number for this one. It's 01902-556250.
Okay, 01902-556250. Have a chat with the guys down at Penderford and get yourself in for that one. That one's, again, 28th, and it's 4 through till 7 p.m. And what age group is that one really aimed at?
That's really aimed at the family now. So it's a great opportunity for family come out and celebrate Black History Month as well.
Excellent. Okay, well, it all sounds like you're having fun down there, but that isn't where it stops with Halloween. There'll be loads of events in the run up to Christmas as well. And does book lending get busier as you head towards Christmas, so people have got a bit more time on their hands?
Most definitely it does. And it's a great time as well, because we get to offer so many more things that we've got in our arsenal, really. We offer children different events, and you know, they get to become more involved in the community as well.
So when people think of libraries, they don't really think of them doing hands-on events like that, do they? So
no.
Yeah, that sounds really... And of course, it gets the children used to going to the library and used to looking through the books and things while they're there as well.
And I suppose you can get access to web pages and the internet browsers down there as well if you want to do some of your Christmas shopping without the rest of the family seeing what you're up to. That won't you?
Yeah, the internet access is free here, so as long as you're a library member, you can take advantage of that.
And if you're not a member at the moment, how do you actually? What do you need to do to bring along with you to prove your identity when you arrive?
Well, the best thing to do is pop into your local library and just have a word. But all we need is you to come along and actually have a valid postal code, and you know your address, and then we can take it from there.
Okay.
And I think with these, I mean, it's not like it used to be where when you joined the library, you had to go back to that particular library. Once you've got your library ticket, you can go in any library in the district, really, can't you?
Yeah, we've got so many libraries scattered around Wolverhampton. So if you do find that you can't get to one of the particular libraries, say, for example, your branch library, you can always access any of the other libraries in Wolverhampton.
I think that's really good.
I must have got my Wolverhampton library card, because I've got a Wolverhampton, a Warsaw one, and a Birmingham one. So
yeah.
I've got a full compliment, because it is really good to go along, borrow some books. And you do find something different, and you can try before you buy. If you get into a story, you can then maybe go along and buy the entire series for Christmas. So it could work out that well that way as well, couldn't it?
Yeah, most definitely.
Excellent. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yep.
Palm, it's good to talk to you, and we will no doubt hear from you, I hope, in the near future as the next lot of events come around in the City Centre libraries.
I've just got one other thing to mention.
More.
Really,
okay.
Really quickly.
No problem at all.
Bilston Voices.
Yeah.
It's poetry, stories, and good cheer with MC Emma Pursehouse, and that's going to be on Thursday, the 28th of October at 7:30 p.m. at Cafe Metro on 46 Church Street in Bilston. Now, the tickets for this one are £2 from Simon Fletcher, and you can contact him on 01902-552061, or alternatively, you can call Cafe Metro on 01902-498-888.
Okay, and is there a website you've got that details all the events that you're sort of coordinating to?
Not at the moment. I've just given you the numbers that really correspond to the particular event.
Best to contact each venue direct.
Yeah, and you can always call us for Bilston Voices on 01902-552061 if you've got any further questions.
Okay, simple as that. Well, that's the main number that catches anything else that's going on in the area.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So once again, Palm, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Hope to catch up with you again soon.
Definitely.
Thank you.
Cheers. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Right, final track from the band. They are the Lucky 27s. It's more upbeat music from them. Amy Rose.
What's up? another ruined life.
And they're finished. We were just nattering then.
Certainly. It's a good job we wasn't saying anything rude.
Well, listen, the microphones are off, you see. No one can hear it.
Okay.
But there we are. Right, so lovely to have you with us again this week. The listener,
I'm doing well, aren't I? I thought you meant me. I was going to say, yes, my health's keeping up.
Well, no, you're a physical wreck. My throat's playing up at the moment. I have to gargle with something, I think.
I've passed it on to you, obviously. See,
is that any better? No, not sure. But, again, brilliant to have the band on. I really love their music.
Yes.
It was so good.
Lovely.
I'll have to check out their website and see whether I can go along the same line.
I've made a note, actually, to have a look when I get home.
Then we can try and blag something, which would be good, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That's our role in life, isn't it? Blag what we can.
Perhaps we ought to do a feature saying what we've blagged for that week.
That'd be good, yep. And that wasp is still hovering.
I just don't take any notice.
I know, but it scares me.
You big girl.
Oh, dear. Right, we'll be back for episode 73 next week. And it just flew down to you then.
It's all right. It'll be all right.
I hate wasps.
I'm sure it's scary.
No, I might have to. You see if you can catch it in one of the CD boxes we've got lying around. Okay. We'll be back next week, assuming I'm not stung to death by the wasp on the way out the studio today. Ta-ra for now.
Bye.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.